Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know how long ago it was, 10-20 years, I don't care, but anyways, and we're like a sister to us, it's like we bond, we have like good times, bad times, and everything, but before we go on, I'm just going to let you guys know, we have a, special guest here. Actually, we got two more. Woo, okay, dang. All right. Well, my first guest, her name is Tina Nesbitt. Hey, Tina. Woo!
What's up, Tina?
All right, not much. Girl, it's been a long time we've been, you know.
Yes, ma'am, it has. We have known each other forever and a day.
Yep, I know, and we know thanks to Aunt Marilyn, you know, I'm trying to, you know, sponsor her page here. Just to let you guys know, please go to www.letstalkandpray.com. Please support her.
Wonderful woman. A beautiful and wonderful woman.
Exactly. If you got any concerns, questions, or anything, her number's in the webpage, and she will help you out and give you the healings and everything. But anywho, Miss Tina.
Yes, ma'am.
Tina, tell me about yourself. Let me ask you one question. Okay. Well, if you get your own Blog Talk Radio, all right?
Right.
What are you going to name your show?
You know what? Honestly, I really don't want to put a label on it per se, because I'm going to pretty much just talk about basically whatever, you know. I mean, I could call it my thoughts, you know, but at the same time, it's not just my thoughts. It's everybody's thoughts, what people want to say, but they're too afraid to say it.
Okay. That's good. That's great. Yeah, everybody has their own, you know, things, and, you know, sometimes it's so vague, sometimes so, and sometimes like, wow, it's like that, but,
you know
whatever your heart desires.
Right, exactly, but, you know, a lot of times it is, you know, you hear people talk, whether you're in the grocery store, you're on the bus, you know, you're walking, or you're in the hallway at school, you know, you hear people murmur, but yet they talk about this or they talk about that, and nobody is speaking up. Everybody expects the other person to say something, you know, and nobody is taking the initiative to step out and say, you know what, hate me if you want to, but I'm going to speak up about this because this is not right.
That's true. I agree with you. So, tell me, you've made a Facebook group page, which
I'm in it, one of them,
and it's so beautiful, it just makes me tear, you know, it's like, wow.
You're talking about Love Doesn't Hurt, And
I did that
right after I lost two family members to domestic violence. They were brutally killed. And it bothers me because nobody wants to talk about it. You know, granted, October is domestic violence abuse, but yet, and so is breast cancer awareness. However, the breast cancer awareness, they have fundraisers, they have walks, they have, you know, charity events where, okay, come on, everybody, wear pink. You have football players and basketball players and all type of, you know, athletic teams wearing the color pink, but nobody supports the color purple.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
And I agree.
Go ahead. I mean, it's sad because we have women who are getting abused. Right now, they said with every 3 to 4 houses on your block, a woman in there is getting physically assaulted. Physically assaulted, that means right now, every 2 seconds, a woman is getting beaten or raped. So within 5 minutes, how many women have been abused? And abuse is not just physical. It is emotional. It is mental. You can scare her and make her think that you're going to hit her just by walking by and flinching against her. And now she's scared throughout the night because she don't know what the hell you're going to do.
Yep. I agree with you. I totally agree. And we should, you know, how we call it, pass this along, even though, you know, in this community, you know, there have been, you know, support groups and, you know, everywhere out there, but sometimes it's not, you know, there's no emphasis. I don't know if that's the right word, y'all, but, you know, there's
right,
no
I understand.
Emphasis. And we
but,
need
you know,
to
a lot
ask
of
the community.
The woman, you know, a lot of times the woman is the blame.
Mm-hmm.
You hear, if it's not from her friends, if it's not from other people, because the first thing they ask is, and I know I've been guilty of it too because I have done it until I caught myself. Well, what did you do to make him so mad?
That's a good question.
And then she goes on shutdown mode because she thought she found somebody that she could talk to, right? But then again, you go to this person you can fight in, and instead of saying, what did you do, you know, we could ask, okay, how did everything happen? She already blames herself because he hit her, because she burned the pot roast, so now he goes upside her head, but yet he was the main reason why she burned the pot roast.
Yep.
Because
and it
he's
happens.
Sitting on his behind and not doing nothing, so she got to go take care of the kids, take care of the dog, clean the house, bring him a beer, make him sandwich, bring him some chips for the fight. Oh, answer the door because his homeboys are coming over. Get his clothes out because they're going to the club after the fight. Meanwhile, she's doing all of this stuff by herself, so the pot roast burns, and now he's mad because him and his homies are going to have pot roast sandwiches. Watch the fight. Really?
Yeah, that's true. And it happens a lot. Anywhere
it
in
does.
The country. And I know in the countries too, they're like that too. And it's sad. And you watch the news about a woman get killed by their husband or boyfriend because of that. I mean, I heard recently about this one girl around where we at right now, you know, got killed and by her boyfriend. And that's the saddest story ever that, man, you know, even though, like, if I were in a relationship right now, I'm terrified, but I cannot be because, you know, I got to be a strong woman. I got to be strong. We have to be strong.
But, you know, we live in a society now where it tells us not to speak up. It tells us to mind our business, and we need to know our place. Mm-hmm. And we were, as girls, we were taught, okay, well, not all of us were, but some girls were, okay, Susie, now you can't be too smart because Johnny don't like a woman. God don't like girls who are too smart. Oh, don't speak your mind because a guy don't like a woman who is assertive. So you're telling me that I need to play a victim, that I need to play dumb, and I need to let him call all the shots. Okay, so I do that. And then he leaves me. Now, because I depended on his behind for everything, I don't know what to do when he decides to leave my butt.
Wow, I'm so surprised about that. That's true. I am surprised.
But, you know, if you really truly think about it, look at the toys we had as little girls. We had baby dolls who resembled a baby. We had the toy kitchen. We had the easy bake oven. We had the lifelike dolls. You know, Barbie came with a ready-made family. You know, she had Ken and the twins, and then she had her baby sister, Skipper, right? And she raised everybody, but yet this chick did not have a job once.
Wow, that's crazy.
And so, but little boys, they had trucks, they had
I'm trying to cut it off right now. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think we got some technical difficulties here because of the power outage we have in K-Town, Texas, you know, Killeen, Texas. tell me a little more.
Leave it to Killeen. Leave it to Killeen, baby. That's all we got to say, man. Just chalk it up and keep on going.
Yes. I mean, what you'd said, you are absolutely right. I'm like, my God, you got the voice of something that is like, man, I'm about to cry, but I got to be strong. And
no, but you think about it, Myra, and all honestly, babe, you lived it. You know, you lived in fear. You had to walk on eggshells. You know, you didn't. It's stupid. Because as women, we think at first it's cute. Oh, he's jealous. Oh my God, that is not, no, baby, no. When he's telling you what you can and can't wear, that you can't wear makeup, you can't do this, you can't talk to this person, you can't talk to that person, he's controlling you. That's not cute. Controlling somebody is not sexy.
Yeah, that's true. Amen to that.
Different when he asks you, hey, baby, can you please not wear that? You know, I don't like the looks you get when you wear that, because now that means I'm going to have to watch you, make sure no one says anything to you, and I'm not trying to fight tonight. I'm trying to enjoy my time with my boo. That's different. But if you're going out with your girls and you wearing a pair of sweats and you got some makeup on, where do you think you're going?
Yeah.
I'm going to Walmart with my homegirl, you know.
But anyways, thank you for that. But I have a couple questions to ask you about, a little more about yourself. I see you got a little doggy on Facebook. It's so cute. She's so adorable.
Yes, my Maxie. She is my service animal.
Tell me a little more about the service dog.
With the service animals or therapy dogs, because within the last couple of months or so, I started having anxiety attacks. like really, really bad, to the point where my chest would hurt. I couldn't breathe. It hurt to breathe. It hurt to move. I was terrified, and I don't get terrified easily. I don't break down and cry, you know, just for no reason at all. And whenever I had one of those, she was always there. When I met her when she was before one, and when I was with my ex, and me and her just automatically bonded to the point Maxie would not bond with anybody else. She picked me. That was it. I was hers. And there was nothing you can do or say about it. One thing about service dogs is they adapt to the owner. They know their mannerisms. They know their ins and outs and who's and what's it about them. So if I'm upset, she knows. If she doesn't like the area or like certain people around me, she pulls me away. Now, she don't bark. She don't growl much, but when she does, it's holy hell. Like the fuck? Like really? And I normally take heed to that. I pay attention to that with her. So I make sure that you know, when she does act that way, I know it's time to get out the area and get out the area quick.
So my question is this, do you have any information how they can apply for service dogs or?
I have to get back with you on that because mine was just pretty much as given to me. But there are different types of information. Sometimes either you will be assigned a dog or you can have your dog trained. And you just pretty much, if you have a dog, if I'm right, I do believe you can go to your doctor, and your doctor can sit up there and tell you more about it, about service animal. But it's not just, she calms people down. I can take her into Walmart, and people want to like pet her, and they feel better. And when I was down in West Texas a couple of years ago, I had her mom with me, and it was funny because there was this one lady. She kept on circling her. She jumped on the light. She kind of like need to know the lady in the back of her knee. She jumped on her side, and I said, "Ma'am, she's gonna keep bugging you to pet her." And
yeah,
she's like, "Well, I really don't want to pet. I really don't want to, you know, I really don't want to be bothered right now." I said, "Yes, ma'am, I understand that." And so I tried to pull her mom away. So now, my poor baby, she's sitting up there, and she just laid at the woman's feet. So finally she gave in, and she pet her. And she just broke down and cried and just told me everything that what transpired, that her dog ran away due to the explosion down in West Texas. She didn't know where her dog was. She lost family members. She lost her home. And the only thing that she want was her dog. But because Maxie's mom, Elsa, is a service animal, Elsa, you know, sensed that pain and was able to just go and give the woman comfort, even if it was for just a few moments.
So you're still volunteering for the Red Cross right now, or
yes? I'm not gonna give that up. It's my way to give back to the community. Matter of fact, a couple of months ago, I just got back from New Bronxville.
Awesome.
When they had a tornado that came in there. I'm down between, no, take that back, not New Bronxville, Nacogdoches, between Nacogdoches and Bryan College Station, where a tornado came in and pretty much destroyed a lot of stuff. It could have been worse, but thank God, you know, thank God I have a creator, that it wasn't as bad as it could have been. So if you're not volunteering with the Red Cross, please do so. They got websites, they got links all over Facebook. you can go to, I think it's www.redcross.com. They need volunteers because something is always happening. They're always doing training, you know, so the more the merrier. If you have a heart to serve, if you have a heart for your fellow man, then please, by all means, come out and do it.
Okay.
All I can say is a blessing. Really, it is. It truly is a blessing.
That's great. That is so good. Boy, oh boy. I mean, that's a lot of things going on in this community, and we have to do it, you know, and help everybody out no matter what. You know,
right.
If someone's in a disaster situation, you know, and we, you know, like you just said, we got money in our hands, and, you know, what I do with this money, I give it to someone that they need it, you know, or a coat, or a piece of clothing, or some food. I mean, my goodness. I mean, that's a really, really good, you know, big help for you, Tina. I'm very proud for what you're doing and everything. And little Maxie, too. No, Maxie.
Yeah, Maxie goes and she helps out. You know, she sits there, she looks at the people, they pet her, they feel better, and then Maxie goes to sleep.
Yeah, she's a typical dog, you know, a typical dog.
Right.
Like that. You take the attention, and they're like, oh, that's too much attention. And we go, like, okay.
But that's what she does. Normally, her mom was the same way. She was,
yeah.
they absorb your pain, and then they go somewhere, and they just pass out and go to sleep.
Okay. Wow. I mean, and yeah, my goodness. I mean, I got to tell you, everybody, you know, domestic violence, volunteering for people. I mean, we are really talking about community and life, what we're going through. And, you know, I just recently, a couple of days ago, I want to share this real quick about this, but I had a friend that, you know, she was on the phone with me, and I hope she listened to this too. And, you know, she was in so much pain. I mean, she was home alone. She had no ride. Her boyfriend, he's at work. And she was in so much pain. And, you know, like I told my Aunt Marilyn yesterday about, you know, being home alone is pretty dangerous. I mean, thank God, Tina, you got a service dog. I mean, thank God. I mean, you're blessed to have that. But just imagine some people don't have that.
Exactly. A lot of people, and that's what 99.9, because some service dogs are trained when you have some service dogs, they can smell your breath. If you're a diabetic, they can smell your breath and they know something is wrong with you. And they automatically start, you know, like barking, or they're trained to actually go get your medication.
Yeah.
You have some who can actually, and as crazy as it sounds, you have some that are trained to dial the phone. And, you know, press that emergency button, and they will bark, and automatically the EMT will come to your house. You know, but I will say this to everybody who is listening. Do not ignore your pain.
Yep.
Do not sit and suffer. You're not alone. It is not your fault. You did not cause him to hit you. You did not cause her to leave you. You did not. There's nothing you have done to deserve any of this, because you know what? They're going to do what they want to do, but it's now time for you to stop living in shame. Stop living that lie. Stop allowing your dog. Matter of fact, stop letting the enemy sit up there and tell you, oh, you deserve that. Oh, you deserve to be alone. Oh, we're not created to be alone. We're not created to hurt one another or for us to live in pain, because we feel the need that, oh, well, because I was a terrible person in my past life, or I was a terrible person 3 or 4 years ago, I don't deserve to be happy. No, baby. Everybody deserves to be happy. Everybody deserves that one person that completes them. Ladies, 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 and I say this with every emphasis, if you are in a domestic, violent relationship, get help. Seek help. It is not your fault. You do not deserve that. Stop living in shame. As I always say on Love Doesn't Hurt, you can find me on Facebook either under T Moonbeam or Tatiana Blue Raven. Ask me to, and you know, invite you to the page, and I will do so. Love doesn't hurt. It's time for us to speak up and to speak out.
Exactly. I mean, that is like the most beautiful thing I ever hear in my life in this radio history. This is day number 2, and I'm about to cry. Tina, I do appreciate this speech. It's so beautiful. I mean, I hope everybody listen out there, ladies around the world, please, please, whatever she said, just do it. Don't hesitate. Everybody went through that.
We all go through some type of abuse, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, whether it's from family, whether it's from friends. Stop living in shame.
Yep. And keep your head up high.
Exactly. Keep your head up. You're beautiful. You know, granted, you may not look like a supermodel and may not have a body of a porn star, but you know what? If you have a good heart, looks fade, bodies droop. But the spirit of a person, that ain't going to change.
Yep. Amen to that. Well, we got 2 minutes remaining here. Oh, boy. It's been a long day for me, a long day for you, a long day for everybody out there. I know it's Saturday night and everybody's watching the fight. Whoever wins, wins. You know, hey, congratulations, whoever wins.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I'm not, you know, that's my, you know, my people and you know, the Mexicans and the Puerto Ricans, you know, hey, I don't care. Whoever wins, wins, you know.
Exactly.
All Latinos, you know.
Exactly. You know what, people? And whoever wins, you know, if it's the Mexican who won, you know, Viva by Mexico, if it's Puerto Rican. But do not turn it into a race riot, please.
Don't do that. That's a big no-no.
We got enough bullshit going on out there with, you know, people hating people. You know what? We all bleed the same way. If you cut us, we will bleed red. You know, we all bleed from our creator. So.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and end this right now because we got one minute and 17 seconds remaining. So I do appreciate it, Tina, for coming in to talk about it. And once again, I'm going to give you a little final statement here real quick, 60 seconds remaining in this.
All right.
Just be yourself. Keep your self-esteem up, and whatever happens, please, you know, don't hesitate. Just get help as needed. And whatever Jerry Springer said, take care of yourself and each other.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but that is true. Take care of yourself and each other. Tina, thank you so much for coming in. It was a pleasure to talk about it. So maybe hopefully in the future you get your own radio show and let me know about it. And people, thank you all for listening and everything. And God bless y'all. And I am blessed, and so are you.
Amen.
And have a wonderful day. All right. Signing off. I want to thank you all for coming in, and God bless y'all, and I am blessed, and so are you, y'all. Bye-bye.